I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Well, Christmas is behind us, but you still need to water your tree. More from GPB's Emily Jones in Savannah.
With presents opened and parties over, it can be really easy to forget the Christmas tree. It can get really dry around this time after being inside for several weeks. Captain James Thompson of Savannah Fire and Emergency Services says that's a serious fire risk.
The extension cords and Christmas tree lights, there's always candles. And a dry Christmas tree makes contact with any of these, it'll really accelerate a fire fast.
Thompson says if a fire does start, the most important thing is to get out and make sure everyone is accounted for. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
Georgia's Division of Family and Children's Services is piloting a program that gives panic buttons to caseworkers. The division gave 100 workers in a 12-county region from Heard County to Butts County the key fob buttons at the beginning of the month. The buttons send a signal through an app to the caseworker's supervisor when pushed that alerts them to their location and the case they're working on. According to the AJC, a DFCS director said the buttons have been used several times. The department has yet to determine if they'll roll out the program statewide. Well, residents in Metro Atlanta will soon see improvements to the public transit system. According to the AJC, MARTA announced last week that we'll invest $1 million for bus shelters and upgraded benches and train station bathrooms throughout DeKalb County. MARTA will add 70 bus shelters each year for the next 4 years, bringing the total of new shelters to 350. The county and transit authority have a long-standing relationship, including their partnership with Keep DeKalb Beautiful, a nonprofit created to promote cleanliness and beautification in the area. Rare earth elements have been found in kaolin mines in Middle Georgia. More from GPB's Ross Terrell.
Think about a periodic table. Elements in the top of the bottom two rows are considered rare earth elements. They're numbers 57 through 71. The metals are used to make things like MRI and X-ray machines, electric cars, smartphones, and magnets. Crawford Elliott, a geosciences professor at Georgia State, says finding them, it's just the first step.
The question is, how can you concentrate these rare earth elements so that you could make it mineable and so that you could extract these metals and bring them to market?
Elliott says the metals were found in kaolin residue, which usually gets thrown out. Right now, 90% of rare earth minerals come from China. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
For the first time in more than 25 years, Decatur has a new city manager. The Decatur Commission approved a two-year contract for Andrea Arnold, who will take office on January 1st. Arnold, who has been the assistant city manager since 2004, replaces Peggy Maris, who is stepping down after holding the office for more than a quarter of a century. Arnold was selected from a pool of more than 100 candidates from 21 states and the District of Columbia. Her annual base salary will be $170,000 per year. And in sports, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets play the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers in the Quick Lane Bowl today. It will be head coach Paul Johnson's last game with the team. He announced his retirement late last month after 11 years. Tech has gone 3-7 in the past 10 bowl games. They won their last bowl game over Kentucky in 2016. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.